The next chelik of Pesukei Dezimra, Hoidu, is really made up of three different parts. It's made up of two kapitlach and Tehillim, kapitel Kuf Hei, the first half of kapitel Kuf Hei, and kapitel Tzadi Vav, and other various Pesukim that are added on, tacked on at the end. Now, in Divrei Hayomim, when it's telling the story of exactly what went on with the Aron of Hashem, so it puts together these two kapitloch of Simon Kuf, of kapitel Kuf Hei and kapitel Tzadi Vav into one long kapitel, one long perek. It's in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Tezayin, and there Taka has it. That's the way that we say it. The kapitloch of Tehillim are slightly different. The words are slightly different than we have it in Divrei Hayomim. We say it as they said it in Divrei Hayomim, and we say them both together because that's how it was said in the Rayam. In Kuf Hei, Itaka starts with the Hoidu also. Similar, very similar. It says Zera Avram Avdoi, don't say Zera Yisrael Avdoi. A few different changes that it's made. We say it as it's said in the Rayam. Now what happened was, why do we say this? So, the story was like this. In the Bizman Eli, the Orin was captured by the Plishtim. They went to war connected to the Plishtim, and the Plishtim captured the Orin. When they captured the Orin, there's a famous story when they told Eli that his sons were killed, Chofni and Pinchas, and he was Beseder. And then they told him that Nishba Orin Elikim, and he fell back. It was Nifter because of that. He fell back off his chair. It says that Rachman Al-Atlan, he smashed his head and he was killed. Because when he heard that the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taken, so that was it. The Kitzur was by the Plishtim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid the Plishtim for their deeds, any place that they brought the Aron to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Makas Gedolos, Tachorim, other types of things, terrible things that happened to them. They switched their place to place, they put it in Ashdod, they put it in different places. And each place there was something. The kids said, then they just left it in the field. They didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know they wanted to put it anywhere. And they asked their kohanim, what should they do with it? So what they told them to do is take two cows that are still nursing their calves and tie them to a wagon, put in the back of the wagon, put the aron, and put their calves in a house in by the plishtim and see what they do. Naturally, what the cow is going to do is not going to want to go away from its young. So naturally what it should do is turn around and go back to the house where it came from. It says, however, if it just keeps on walking and it goes towards Beit Shemesh, which was the closest chelek of Eretz Yisrael to the Plishtim, if it goes there by itself, then you know that obviously everything that happened in the past was because we took it away from Klal Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was bringing it back to them. So it says that They did that, and they tied it. And it says, "Vayasimu sa'arin Hashem al ha'agolah v'sa'argeiz v'sa'achbar ezov." They also gave a big matana of gold. Vayisharna haparis baderech. Vayisharna haparis baderech. The literal translation means Vayisharna haparis baderech means they didn't even look right or left. They went straight as an arrow to Beit Shemesh. They left and went to Beit Shemesh. Now, Vayisharna. That's what Rashi says. If Yipshutoi v'yisharen loshin yosher derech, yosher hayuethan. It doesn't say the different shot here. When he gets to Divrei Hayomim, Rashi says a different shot. Rashi brings down that the reason why they said this by the Oren is in Tezayin Lamedei. He brings down a medrash. Rabbi Shmuel Abar Nachmeni Omer v'yisharen haparis mashira omru. They said shira. Says that the parit said shira. Mashira omru hoydu l'Hashem kir b'shmoi. Rabbi Lezer Omer shira l'Hashem kol haaretz, which is the first chelik of hoydu and the second chelik of hoydu, which is where they put it in by Divrei Hayomim. The fikoch tikrim dovel amr lefnei ha'orin mizmar echad shachat mizmar echad arvis if you're minhag l'shalom. In other words, that this is what the Orin was returned. The Orin was returned, and the Paris, they sang as they brought the Orin. So David HaMelech, when he brought the Orin to, he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. David, only Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. But they brought it up, when he brought it from, what happened was they brought it to Beit Shemesh, and it stayed there for a while, and they brought it from there to Kiryat Sefer, Kiryat Yarim it says, Kiryat Yarim, and after one to Beis Avinodov, they wanted to bring it from Beis Avinodov. David HaMelech wanted to bring it from Beis Avinodov. It's one of the Haftaris that we read, and as they were bringing it up. So Uzzah went and tried to straighten the wagon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed him, Al Hashal, and David HaMelech didn't want to bring it up then. So what he did is he sent the Aaron to base Oved Edom HaGizi. It was in his house for 3 months, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarach him with brachas nefloris. And when David HaMelech saw that, so he saw the bracha that came because of the Aaron, and wanted to bring it up again to the Yerushalayim, and that's exactly what he did. And he put it into a makam of Urias. He had a house of Urias, which was like the Mishkan, and that's where he had the Aron. And he was masakin to say before the Aron that the Levim should sing before the Aron these two kapitlo. Memela, we sing it. This is our bechlal tefilas keneged karbonis tiknum. Memela shaych to the Aron, shaych to the inyan of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore we say these two things every day as a chelak of the tefilah. Just an interesting nekuda, which I think has a lot to do with tefillah, is that Oyved Edom Agiti, he took the Aron. He was kilu doing a teva for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll watch your Aron, and that's it. I'm doing a chesed for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not doing a chesed for the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a chesed for you. You think you're doing a chesed for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he was nizbarach with so many brachas that it's not that I'm doing a chesed. Fakir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing a chesed for you. Sometimes you think, you know, this morning I got up for Shacharit on time. I was there 5 minutes early. I said the whole Pesukah de Zimra without rushing through. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes me one. I was good today. I did what he wanted. He owes me one. We say, Vani Barev Chazdecho Ovei Beisecho Eshtach Vel Hecho Gatshecho. It's not only in davening. It's anything. You know, I was good today. I was this. I learned. So I did for Seder. Vani Barev Chazdecho Ovei Beisecho. It's a chesed that we have to appreciate that we have the Yecholet to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we get that appreciation? Hopefully we get to it in a second. Let's just start a little bit of Hoidu. Hoidu actually has 10 Lashonis. The chelik that we're going to do today is 10 Lashonis of Hoidu. It has Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmoi, Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmoi, Sichu B'chonef Leisov, Shiruloi, Zamruloi, Yisalu B'shem Kachoi, Dirush B'shem Vazu, Bak Shofonov, Zichru. I'm missing one. Somewhere along the way. It's 10. It's Halu. There's 10 Lashonis of Hoidah. That's all somebody brought down. It's connected to the 10 Makas of Mivitzrayim, connected to the 10 Nisim Alayom, Kefi, one Shita. But that's all the Lashon of Hoidah. That's what's unique about the Lashon HaKodesh, is that it has so many Lashonis of Hoidah, of giving thanks to Ribbono Shel Olam Ukedoyme. That's what the whole Lashon HaKodesh is all about, is the Lashon of Hoidah. So just to go through a little bit, the Hoidu, what the Pashat Shad is, Hoidu Lashem. The Ramban says this is special, that the reason why we're here, the famous Ramban that you're supposed to know by heart, if you're in seminary, they make you learn it by heart, that this, Ein Lanu Tam Acher, My Separation. So you have no reason, we don't know any other reason really, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, except to give Hoidu to him. So Hoidu Lashem, give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Everything that he's done, Kiru Bishmoi. What does Kiru Bishmoi mean? Vayikru B'Shem Hashem, Shehikri Yeskol HaOlam Kulay. Hikri Yeshem Hashem B'Pivshah Kol HaOlam Kulay. It says that Avram was Makri Yeshem Hashem. When they come to his house, you'd say, don't thank me, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Kiru Bishmoi means to be Mefarsim Hashem. Be Mefarsim. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be Mefarsim to everybody else. Kiru Bishmoi, Hoidu Ba'mi Ali Loiso. The Gain says something amazing. Ali Loiso. Ali Loiso is like the tricks. It means a Maisav, literally, it means Maisav. But Ali Lois Mitzad Gover, means all the thought process that goes into the Maisav, really. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Gain, when in Divya Yomim, he says that sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be, give somebody an Einish, give somebody Yisurin of some sort. So what he does is he wants to take away money. But let's say the guy doesn't have money. So he first gives the person money, and then he takes away some of the money that he gave him. That's from everything that we get is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us presents, then he takes away partially some of the presents. So appreciate that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking away from us, it's only after he first gave us. He gave us everything that we have, and then he took away a little bit that you shouldn't. That also is considered Yisurim. After giving it to me, to take away, someone gives you $1 million and takes away $500,000. Like, what are you doing? No, you gave me so much more. You gave me. Appreciate Hoidio, to be Hoidia, people realize that everything you have is from Ribbono Shel Olam, even things that don't look good, is all Ali Loiso. Shiruloi, Rashi says, Shiru is bepeh, Zamruloi is with kelim. Sichu b'chonu fleisov is to speak, aver is milus. In other words, whether you're singing or whether you're just even speaking, it should be all revolve around one thing, the nefloyis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Could be that it's also three times along the path of a person's life. Shiruloi is before, even when he's very young, he can't play any instruments yet. Shiruloi, with your mouth. Zamruloi, when you get a little bit older, you can play an instrument. Zichu, it says, ben tishin lasuach. Lashuach, lasuach. Lasuach, one of the shatim is to speak. That when a person gets to his 9 years old, he can't do very much else. But he can speak to Ribbono Shel Olam. Zichu b'chon nefloyiso. Be misaper is nefloyis. His halalu b'shem kotshoi. Don't glorify yourself with these mindsets. If you want to be mishalo, what should you be mishalo in? What should you glorify yourself in? You're shaykh to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's hishalo b'shem kotshei. Be mishalo b'shem kotshei. Appreciate. Imagine if your father was the President of the United States, or even greater, David HaMelech. Your father was David HaMelech. Anytime you'd walk over to somebody, what's your name? Hi, my name is Yitzi Ben David HaMelech. Yitzi Ben David HaMelech. You would say it as much as you could. You'd be mishalo. You help where my father is. You didn't do anything to deserve that. You were born to this father. You did anything? Nothing. You understand who my father was? He's David HaMelech Yisrael. He's Molech Shlomo. Molech Bekipa. He's the richest, the smartest, the Melech HaKol HaOlam of appreciate. You'd be mishalo. Realize that Ribbono Shel Olam is a lot more than that. Hishalo Lubishen Kotcher. We misal on your Sheikh of Ribbono Shel Olam, and Memela Yismach Levakshe Hashem. The very Yechulis, like we said before, and the very Yechulis that you have to Mevakash Hashem. Vani Berev Chaz Dechol Vebetecho. The Yechulis you have to speak and ask and be Mevakash from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the biggest savior. That's the biggest thing that you have what I Sheikh Lev. I'm Sheikh of Ribbono Shel Olam. That's my Sheikh. Zirushu Hashem Bewuzoi. Vidurish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is Havayez. Is the shame of Rachamim. Uzoi is his strength, his din. Vidurishim, whatever it is, always look for the good, whether it comes to me to Rachamim or it comes to me to Satin. Dirish Hashem, find it's always the good is always there. Bakshu Fun of Tomah. Always look for the pun of this, his master's pun of or his megala pun of. Always look for the Gilu pun of, Bakshu pun of, no matter what it is. Dirish Hashem Uzoi, Zichu Neflay Savasha also, Mishmatei Fiyum. Zichron Nefloisov, the difference between a Pella and a Meifes is a Pella is a Yesh Mi'ayin, and a Meifes is when you already have something, you have a Nochosh, you have a Mate, and you switch that, that's a Meifes. Zichron Nefloisov is Meitha Bereshi. Asher also, Meifesov is Matan Torah, is Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Mishpatei Fiyu is the Mishpatan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us by Arsinai, that's Matan Torah. Zer Yisrael Avdo Yibnei Yaakov Yechiro. Who am I telling you to be Zichron? Who is the Tzivoy? Zichron Nefloisov. Who? Zerin Yisrael Avdoi, Bnei Yaakov Yechiro. Sometimes Nefloisov is referred to as Yisrael, and sometimes it's referred to as Yaakov. Yisrael is when they're on a higher darga, Yaakov is when they're on a lower darga. Yisrael is Avdoi, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Bechor in us. We want to be your Eved. When we're on the higher darga, Zerin Yisrael Avdoi, Bnei Yaakov Yechiro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechor in us, even when we're on the lower darga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechor in us. He still wants us. Hu Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. Despite the fact that B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules the entire world, but Lamaisi, the Hashkocha Pratis, that's Dafka Hashem Elokeinu. That's Dafka Meyuchat HaKla Yisrael. Everybody else, there is Hashkocha 100%. Lav Dafka is Hashkocha, it's not the Hashkocha Pratis HaKla Yisrael. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Despite the fact, B'chol Ha'aretz Mishpatav. And we'll stop here regarding this week. Kabbalah is, the Sefer Hasidim says that Be'etzim, the Darkei Moshe says to be careful when you say Hoidu, not to skip any words, not to rush the words. Kielu Moina Mois, like it says, each word by itself. And the Sefer Hasidim says if you want to make a habit of shaychus to something, so he says first of all with every chelik you should have your own bakasha, tie it into your own bakasha, your own hodah for something that happened. Or he says to sing a song, put it to a niggun. Sing it when you're zmirai, psugi de zimra, put it to a niggin for something. So we can try to, if you want to, for this week, have some niggin for the first 8 psukim that we have of Hoidu. Whatever song talks to you, whatever song will wake you up, will give you gishmak, put it to these 8 psukim, try it for a week and see what happens.